Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Simple question. Are exes off limits? Live the web, girl. Are we talking about your ex or whose ex?
No, not my ex. So this is between two of my girlfriends right now. So my one girlfriend that I'm really close to, that I went to college with, she is in a committed relationship. She's been dating this guy for 2 years. They're pretty serious. But over, you know, the holiday, we were at a wedding, and her friend from high school is now, I guess, kind of hooking up and like was being very flirtatious with her ex-boyfriend. So it was her ex-boyfriend from like 4 years ago, and her, like, one of her good friends from high school and them are now, I guess, like hooking up, and they shared a hotel room together.
Uh-oh. And the drama.
She's just really upset. Like, hey, like, she didn't confront her or anything, but she's like, what a bad friend. Like, that's my ex-boyfriend. Like, we dated for like 3 years on and off in college, and now she is like going after him, and they were like kissing and being all flirtatious. And she was like, I know I'm in a new relationship, but like, still, that's still a bad friend.
Right.
And her boyfriend was kind of like upset, like, why do you care? That's your ex. You're in a new relationship with me. And so I just kind of want to know, like, is it forever for the rest of our lives that exes are off limits? Or like, is there kind of a time, do you grow out of that? Or is it always a shady friend if they're going to go after your ex?
Are there stipulations when it comes to going after an ex? 833-563-2539. Are they just always off limits, or is it like a time period?
If the relationship is still intact, like if both parties or at least one party is still intact with them, then the ex is off limits. But if me and my wife, for example, separated and there is a girlfriend that she had or that I had, I think that like we could go after that.
But okay, we have so to be Molly, totally her separated. Friend, you think that's really cute.
Well, Molly's my friend. I mean, it's an old coworker, but both mutual friends. Yeah, Molly's.
Well, I'd say Molly's probably closer with your wife than
I mean, they
you.
Have girls.
She
dates.
Yeah, she dates my wife for me, so I don't have to.
So if you split, like in Molly, you were like, you could never go after Molly because they're friends, right?
I would say that I'd be able to. Like, you don't think
really?
I'd be able to?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes, right?
No.
Like, I think it would be shady maybe for Molly to go after you because she is so close to your wife. But I also do think there is a difference between ex-husbands and ex-boyfriends from college. Like, I just think, you know, and maybe that's because I wasn't like deeply in love with any of my exes, but I just can't imagine me being upset if like one of my friends dated them, especially like not like my best friend. Like if it was my best friend in the entire world, Brooke, dated someone, that'd be a little different. If it was just like a person that I'm friendly with.
Yeah.
And I like used to be kind of close to.
What
like,
about,
I just wouldn't care.
Would it be weird? Because then technically you'd be like Eskimo sisters because you both would have slept
with
the same
person. If you went to college with Liv, you probably are an Eskimo sister.
My friends from college, they just all stay within the same pool.
Which is disgusting. That's like taking a bath in the same dirty water. My thing is to live right up there. I don't think it matters the status of your relationship, whether it was a boyfriend, fiance, or a husband. Like, I don't think it matters at all.
Ooh,
like, is it a bigger deal if the person has a kid with them? But they're like, some people have kids with people and they're not even that connected to them. You know what I mean? Like, sure, they're connected for 18 years by with a kid, but they're not with them.
Yeah, but also people can have kids after like one time flipping pancakes. People who are married have taken a serious commitment to each other, and at one point in their life thought they were going to spend the rest of their lives with this person. That is way deeper than two people flipping pancakes once and sharing, like, they share a child. Yeah, that's important. But, like, their relationship to each other could be platonic the entire time.
I mean, my girlfriends would never, ever, like, go, like, hook up with my ex. Ew.
Why?
It's just so weird.
Is he not hot? Like, what? You're saying
no,
that you're dating a guy that's not good enough?
No, because they're my best friends.
And you
no,
think
nothing,
that's against
nothing
code.
To do with him. But it's girl code.
But best friends happen all the time because we have these codes and the code gets broken. Men hook up with women all the time and women hook up with men all the time that were dating one of their good friends. So I don't think it applies. 833-563-2539. Kathy, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
I think that if they've been not together for a very long time, I think the girl is being very selfish. She's in a relationship. She's happy. She goes home to somebody every night. It doesn't matter what he's doing. If this girl could make him happy, whether it's for one night or for 6 months, she needs to back off. There's not girl code after so long. I mean, I think she's being very selfish.
Interesting.
Don't say interesting, Liv. You disagree with her 100%.
No, I don't. I do think that's so interesting because, like, she does have a point. Like, this person is in a new relationship that could be the one. Why is she getting all
like,
her panties all twisted up over a past relationship?
833-563-2539. You want to talk about this? We'll talk to you next. Joe and McKenzie, it's Radio Now. And is it okay to go after an ex? Are they off limits? Liv the Web Girl is kind of dealing with this with one of her friends is going through it. And I know it's like an awkward situation. I'm not saying it's not, but I mean, if you step back and think about it, I think eventually, yeah, it's okay, right? Like, they're not your person, so what's the problem if it's an ex?
I think there's different levels. I think it depends. Like we were talking about, if it's a one casual hookup or like they dated for a few dates, I think that's different than like, oh, they were married for like 20 years or something.
833-563-2539. We'll go to Anita this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Is it okay to get with the ex? Are they off limits?
Morning. I think you're being silly. I agree with you, Joe. A friend from high school is nowhere near off limits to an ex-boyfriend. I mean, wouldn't you want your ex to be happy? What if that person finds happiness with another person?
I don't think so.
That's just not you.
I think everybody here like does not want their ex to be happy. They want them to have a miserable life, karma, flat tires.
Ridiculous. That's not true.
That's part of this drama society that we live in, where everybody is just so sensitive about everything. You know, let them be happy.
We appreciate your call this morning. And if things don't work out with your significant other and me, then maybe we'll get together, okay? That's what we can do. We appreciate it. Let's go to Vanessa. Vanessa, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Is it okay, like with exes, to get with them? Are there exes off limits?
I don't understand why the girl is pressed about somebody else if she's in a new relationship. I think it's like crappy that the friend slept with the guy in the same room. I think it shows that she wasn't really a good friend at all, and she probably should have cut her off before then. But I don't think that she should be pressed about someone new because she's about to ruin her current relationship worried about somebody old.
No, I think that's a great point, Vanessa. Hey, thank you for calling in. You can let us know what you think, too, if you want to tweet us. It is Joe and McKenzie. Coming up next with your dummy of the day, a man tried to pay for some lovin', like flip the pancakes, with a gift card. What gift card did he use? I'll tell you next with your dummy of the day.